So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, The Birth of the Lord Krishna. This text, number 9. Amadbhutam balakam ambujayakshanam chatubhujam shankakadyata utayudam Srivatsalakshmam galashovikoshtavam Pitambaram Chandra Payorashupagam Tam, that, Adbhutam, wonderful, Balakam, child, Ambuja Ikshanam, with eyes resembling lotuses, Chaturbhujam, with four hands, Shankha Gada Adi, bearing a conch shell, club, disc and lotus. Udayudham, different weapons. Srivatsalakshman, decorate with a particular type of hair called Srivatsa, which is visible only on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gala Shobikushtabam, on his neck was the Kushtaba gem, which is particularly available in Vaikuntha Loka. Pita Ambaram, his garments were yellow. Chandra Payoda Shubhagam, very beautiful, being present with the hue of blackish clouds. Translation. In purport, by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vasudeva then saw the newborn child, who had very wonderful lotus-like eyes, and who bore in his four hands the four weapons, the Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. On his chest was the mark of the Srivatsa, and on his neck the brilliant Kushtobha gem. Dressed in yellow, his body blackish like a dense cloud, his scattered hair fully grown, and his helmet and earrings sparkling uncommonly with the valuable gem Vaidura. The child decorated with a brilliant belt, armlets, bangles and other ornaments appeared very wonderful. Please repeat. Vasudeva then saw the newborn child, who had very wonderful lotus-like eyes, and who bore in his four hands the four weapons, Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. On his chest was the mark of the Srivatsa, on his neck the brilliant Kushtobha gem. Dressed in yellow, his blackish body like a dense cloud, his scattered hair fully grown, and his helmet and earrings sparkling uncommonly with the valuable gem Vaidura. The child, decorated with a brilliant belt, armlets and bangles and other ornaments, appeared very wonderful. Purport. To support the word Advutam, meaning wonderful, the decorations and opulences of the newborn child are fully described. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Bahavataram Sham Ashitam Buddhasundarangam, the hue of the Lord's beautiful form resembles the blackish color of dense clouds. Asita means blackish and Ambuda means cloud. It is clear from the word Chaturbhujam that Krishna first appeared with four hands as Lord Vishnu. No ordinary child in human society has ever been born with four hands. And when a child is born, with fully grown hair. When is a child born with fully grown hair? The descent of the Lord, therefore, is completely distinct from the birth of an ordinary child. The Vaidurya gem, which appears sometimes bluish, sometimes yellow, and sometimes red, is available in Vaikuntha Loka. The Lord's helmet and earrings were decorated with this particular gem. Om Agyant Mirandasya Chananjanan Shalakaya Chakshura Minatandina Tajmaya Shpidina Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shri Bhashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Shri Krishna Janmasthami Mahotsav Ki Jai. So it's a very auspicious day for the devotees of Krishna all around the world. The Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, has appeared on this day, especially for the Gaudiyas, devotees of Lord Chaitanya, who has revealed Krishna, the original personality of Godhead. So we understand Krishna appears once in a day of Brahma on the 28th millennium. The original Krishna descends from his supreme abode, Goloka, without going through the usual procedures of coming through Kiradakshaya Vishnu, whom all the other avatars are generally descending through. So this Krishna on the 28th millennium and day of Brahma, he comes directly from Goloka with his own dharma and his own paraphernalia and his own abode and devotees to assist him in his pastime. And in this specific incarnation, as the original personality of God, not incarnation, he's the avatar, he's the source of all incarnations, but he's described as an incarnation. Generally he's an incarnation, but this particular time he comes and he reveals something much more than the usual avatars reveal, and that is Braja Bhakti, the pure love that the residents of Vrindavan have for Krishna. And he also reveals the path of Ragamag, or spontaneous loving devotional service, which only he can reveal. The other incarnations cannot reveal this. So this is the unique feature of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. He comes to give what no other incarnation can give, what to speak of, has given. And then when he comes and following him, Lord Chaitanya comes. As Lord Chaitanya comes after every incarnation of Krishna, but again in this form of Lord Chaitanya, again he is giving freely what Krishna was offering, Braja Prem, but he had a demand, Sarvadhanam Parityaja Mamikam Sharanam Braja. First surrender unto me. So then Lord Chaitanya follows Lord Krishna, and he establishes the Yuga Dharma. So generally when the different incarnations of Krishna are coming in the other Yugas, Dwapar Yugas, then they're more or less presenting up to Dasarasa, Vaikuntha Rasa. So the original personality of Godhead comes and he presents a much fuller exhibition of the different mellows of love, especially the conjugal love, his pastimes with the gopis, Srimati Radharani. And but he makes a demand, first you surrender unto me. So that's not so easy for the people in general. So Krishna is understanding that it's not so easy. So again, when he follows him in this form of Lord Chaitanya, And this Lord Chaitanya also is giving that same Brajaprem that Krishna come to give, but he's come to give it freely, he's come to give it easy, simply by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is a very special occasion for the Gaudiyas, the followers of Lord Chaitanya, because especially this period that we actually have an opportunity to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original feature, which is just not available throughout the rest of the day of Brahma, which is an awful long time. So it's a very glorious advent, this appearance of Krishna, and we're very fortunate that we were able to meet a pure devotee who is a part of Krishna's entourage and actually come to reveal the Krishna's greatest pleasure. Devotee means someone who wants to please Krishna. So the devotees, they think, what pleases Krishna the best? If I have to please Krishna, that is the purpose of my existence. What pleases Krishna best? And we find that Srimati Radharani brings Krishna the most pleasure. That is his actual pleasure. That is why he never takes one footstep out of Vrindavan. So we get this information from Krishna's devotees. They come and they give us the process of how to please Krishna the best by serving or assisting the assistance of the assistants of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has given us our identity as Gopi Pariyo Kamala Das, 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 Anodas. We consider ourselves servant of the servant of the servant of the master of Srimati Radharani, Gopinath, Krishna, because this is Krishna's greatest pleasure. So the Gaudiya devotees specifically, they're interested in Krishna's greatest pleasure, therefore they want to be assistants in these wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So here we're seeing that the Lord is being born from the womb of Devaki, seemingly like an ordinary birth, but as Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport, that which child in the history of human society has ever been born with four arms. So Krishna, from the very beginning of his birth, he is showing that I am God. Actually, Krishna comes to put an end to speculation, because everybody is wondering, what is God? God is this, God is light, God is whatever. So much speculation goes on. So Krishna comes and he shows his original form, he shows his original pastimes, simply to put an end to speculation. Now you've seen me, now you've seen my wonderful pastimes. I'm speaking Bhagavad Gita, I'm showing universal form. It's all, I'm not only speaking I'm the Supreme Personality of God, but I'm actually proving it. So therefore now there's no need for speculation. This is me, this is my activity, this is my form, my colors. So Krishna's given all this information. Simply so we can understand that yes, this is the real Supreme Personality of Godhead, and our business is simply to serve him and go back to Godhead without difficulty. Otherwise people are spending whole life searching after God. They're miles and miles and miles away. They don't even come to the understanding of his personality, and they're studying whole life, and probably many thousands of lives. But by the grace of the devotees of Krishna, on the first day you meet the devotee, the first thing practically you're told is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, to understand this, this takes thousands and thousands of births, bhavanam jamananti. After thousands and thousands of being a jnani, you're searching for truth, you're searching for God. thousands of births, you come to the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That beginning point, that's your surrendering point. After thousands of births, but Prabhupada said, now if you hear me, this is what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, I'm repeating it. If you hear me, that after thousands of births, you come to the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you accept that and you surrender to Krishna, he said you skip those thousands and thousands of births. He said this is the mercy of a devotee. He helps you skip millions, thousands and thousands of births. Because you immediately come to that understanding, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, and this is a fact. First thing you hear when you talk to the Hare Krishnas is Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you follow up on that, you've skipped thousands and thousands of births of searching for the truth. So, not only Krishna is extraordinarily wonderful, but also his devotees were very, very wonderful to give this opportunity to understand Krishna in his original form in one lifetime. So Krishna is appearing in this form to show, put an end to speculation. There's no need to speculate anymore. Here I am, you see, all my, I got four arms. I'm being born with four arms. Just to show you that no one else can imitate me. And also, which child is born with clothes on? He's got yellow, nice sparkling yellow dhoti. Which child is born with a dhoti on? What to speak of ornaments and beautiful hair, grown long hair, curly hair. Generally find when a baby is born it's a completely different situation. Prabhupada said nowadays when the baby is born they're all covered in all kinds of, they kind of dip them in some antiseptic and that's it. But Krishna wasn't that kind of a baby. He was born very, very beautiful with all these different ornaments. And these different ornaments are also his eternal associates. They're not ordinary paraphernalia. They all have personalities. They're always accompanying him in person, ready to serve him. Sudarsan Chakra, we often hear the Sudarsan Chakra is standing with folded hands. We know he's a disc, but he's personified also. And he's a great servant of Krishna. He's always with Krishna to assist him in any time he needs his help of his disc. So all of his ornaments are also wonderful. His clothing is everything about Krishna is adbhuta. Not only Krishna himself, but everything about him is very, very astonishing. He's wearing that Kushtava gem. It's a pastime about this Kushtava gem, and it's a dreaming pastime. And Radharani has his dream. Anyway, the conclusion of the pastime is that Radharani is asking about a very astonishing dream she had. She actually saw Mahaprabhu and she thought, it's just like Krishna. He's attracting me just like Krishna. He's chanting Krishna's name just like I chant Krishna's name. I can't understand, is it Krishna or is it me? If it is Krishna, well then where was I? And if it was me, then where was Krishna? But there was just this beautiful golden Brahman boy and he was chanting the names of Krishna. So she was telling Krishna, what was this astonishing dream I had? So Krishna was just smiling. How can I understand your strange dream? So then Krishna illuminated his Kushtava mani, his Kushtava gem. I've heard it's like a jade stone. It's a greenish stone, and it has a calf engraved on it, the famous Kushtava gem. Anyway, he started to illuminate his Kushtava gem, and all of his illumination spread in all directions, millions of rays of illumination. And then when Radharani was looking, she was actually able to see the whole pastime she saw in her dream, and Lord Chaitanya and all of his devotees chanting Krishna's name. And then she understood. So now I can understand that it's a combination of you and me. This form is a combination of you and me. But not only that, she said, you've just revealed something else wonderful. By illuminating that Kushabha money on your chest, then I could see that pastime of your form, you know, as Lord Gauranga and his different pastime. So this is how everybody sees you differently. You are appearing to unlimited people. Everybody in the world is worshipping God, and they all have a different conception of God, a different form of God. Yet you appear to everyone according to their realization. You yourself as millions of incarnations and avatars and devotees of those different avatars, they all worship you, are the same one God. But how is it possible simultaneously they're all worshipping you and not... But you, the original personality of Godhead, is one, but they're seeing you as Lord Ramchandra, the Lord of Vaikuntha, as Matsya, as unlimited forms. So she said, this is the astonishing feature of this Kushabha money. So whatever the sentiment of a devotee, when he sees the rays of the Kushabha money, it illuminates that form of the Lord, that pastime of the Lord. So the Lord's got it on his chest, his original personality of Godhead. Everybody's approaching him, but they're seeing him as Lord Ramchandra, Lord of Vaikuntha, etc. like that, through the, as the Kushabha gem radiates. Just like if you look at the sun, you're looking at certain sun particles. You're the only one who has those particles of sun, right? But everybody's looking at the sun, they're seeing the same sun, but through different particles of sun. So through those particles emanating from the Kushabha money, then they're seeing a different form, their worship of a form of the Lord, that they actually see in Krishna. So this is a very astonishing feature. And all of Krishna's ornaments are like... They can do extraordinary things, but generally they just like to act as a dhoti, they just like to act as a gem. But they have all the opulences of Krishna. Actually, anyone who goes back to Godhead, then he becomes like Krishna, Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he desires will become manifest, just like Krishna's desiring. But they're satisfied with what they are. Those who are serving Krishna as fruit trees, they're satisfied to give Krishna their fruits. They can do anything, they can become anything, but they're simply satisfied. The cows are simply satisfied to give some milk to Krishna. So, Krishna has been described here as a Buddha. Everything about Krishna is astonishing. And also his appearance is very, very astonishing. And Krishna says, if you know something about my appearance, this one thing, and at the time of leaving your body, you go back home, back to Godhead, you don't have to take another birth. Just one thing about my birth, my activities. So, just if you know one thing about Krishna's birth, how he appeared, with his ornaments on. If you can just remember that about Krishna, you go back to Godhead. Just one thing. How Krishna is eternally appearing. You understand about that, how Krishna comes on schedule, he appears in different incarnations. You understand something about his transcendental birth, then you don't have to take birth again yourself. Krishna says one thing. He doesn't say you have to remember so many things, just one thing. You know, it's a little something. It's when you're leaving your death, you remember something about Krishna. Krishna has a transcendental body. That's sufficient. Then you go back to Godhead, because you're remembering his janma karma chami tadvam. If you're understanding truth, that is sufficient. So, Prabhupada was still also describing another very astonishing feature about Sri Krishna Janmashtami. Krishna's pastimes are eternal, and this pastime, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are eternal, and they are still going on. And this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is actually part of the Eternal Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, which is presenting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's Krishna's pastime in the form of Lord Chaitanya to Harinam, 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 Ivikevalam, Kaluna, Steva, Nashiva, to spread the holy name of the Yuga Dharma all over the world. Piti Piti Chatavaga Nagaradi Gram Savach Prashko, even more now. This is the pastime of the Lord. So ISKCON is instrumental in assisting this pastime of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya's desire was never fulfilled. Krishna fulfilled his desires. He killed all the demons. He established Yudhisthira. He established Dharma. Then he went back. Golok went back. All the devotees went back. It was finished. Mahaprabhu came and started his mission. He went back and his devotees went back, but the mission is not fulfilled. So still the devotees are coming and fulfilling that mission. Because he wants in every town and village of the world. So Prabhupada was, I think it was in probably 1974 or 75 in Hyderabad, and Prabhupada was installing deities there, Ki Radha Madana Mohanji. And he was giving a lecture, it was the day before, and he was talking about how the eternal pastime of the Lord and etc., Nitya Leela. And he said, so now, he said, just like here, tomorrow we're going to install Madan Mohan in the temple here, Krishna Janmashtami. And he said, then the day after that, in another place, exactly the same activity will go on. There will be another universe, but exactly the same activity will be going on. There will be an installation ceremony, installing deity, just like it's going on now. I guess the names may be changed. It may not be a Hyderabad, or it may not be, the names may change, but the same kind of activity will go on. And Prabhupada said, this is Nitya Leela. The Lord's pastimes are eternally going on. It appears from his statements that as Mahaprabhu's mission is being manifested more and more, and Srila Prabhupada was so instrumental in manifesting, that he is following 500 years after Lord Chaitanya, approximately. So, say 500 years. And so he is following. Then he may move on to 500 years in the next universe, up where Lord Chaitanya has been. He may be following in the wake. It appears like that from his statements. He's following in the wake of Lord Chaitanya, the same distance behind. And then Prabhupada comes and establishes that he actually gets the mission across the world. He does his part. He establishes Krishna consciousness all over the world, outside of Bharatvarsha. It appears that the same activity is going on wherever Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are going on, and 500 years later the same activities will be going as a wake, following in the wake of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So this is Prabhupada's statement. It's recorded also that in another place, tomorrow, exactly the same program will be going on. So this is the eternal pastimes of Krishna, and even 500 years later, we still are able to participate in this pastime. This is the